Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, November 4th, 2008. It's Election Day here in America, and a special day in our country for a lot of reasons. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We share a perspective today based upon the scriptures, and we do desire to encourage you. Today's message is titled Decision Time. The scripture text is a wonderful proverb from 14 verse 34 that states,
righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people.
Finally, it's Election Day here in America. When we pastored in New England, our church was on a very busy U.S. highway in our city. It was also used as a polling place. We had a large road sign with a changeable message at the entrance. On Election Day, Vita, my dedicated secretary, placed this message on both sides of the sign. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. Well, for many voters, that was probably the extent of their exposure to Holy Scripture. Half a century ago, Peter Marshall made the following cogent statement.
No nation has ever made any progress in a downward direction. No people ever became great by lowering their standards. No people ever became good by adopting a looser morality. It is not progress when the moral tone is lower than it was. It is not progress when purity is not as sweet. Whatever else it is not progress.
That's the end of Peter Marshall's quote. Well, my family, along with so many others, is praying with great fervency for our country at this time. In fact, just prior to recording the podcast, Brooksie and I prayed for the specific blessing that this might be, and encouragement to others, but then prayed in a general sense as well concerning the election. We have been disgraced as a nation. The disgrace of sin abounds, yet so many are blind to it. As I prepared today's message, I consider my grandmother, and I actually found a photo of her to put up, my grandmother, whom I call Mama, who died in the early 70s, about 35 years ago. As best as I can determine, she is a very strong link in my spiritual lineage. I wonder if she could have even imagined if we were able to foretell the spiritual apathy and moral decadence we are seeing today.
Righteousness fundamentally is attained when individuals, families, and churches turn to Christ and live daily in submission to His will. This has an accumulative impact on our community, state, and the entire nation. Thus, the nation's leadership reflects the righteousness or the unrighteousness of the people.
Well, the political leadership chosen today here in America certainly will affect the fate of our nation. I want to make it clear, even as I wrote this, that God is in control, but human decisions do have an impact. But we each individually have the decision regarding the fate of our soul. Today, we urge you all to accept and reaffirm your personal decision to follow Christ and experience God's great hope and peace as a citizen of heaven. And we emphasize again and again that this is the most important decision that we all will make in this life. That we will love and serve Jesus this day and every day. We make this most important decision. We will be doing our part in making our country righteous.
We've shared a prayer today from John Piper's blog, and it's lengthy, but it's really a wonderful prayer, and so I'm going to share that now. Father in heaven, as we approach our national election, I pray that your people will vote, and that they will vote with a sense of thankfulness for a democratic system that at least partially holds in check the folly and evil in all our hearts, so that power which corrupts so readily is not given to one group or person too easily. I pray that we would know and live the meaning of being in the world, but not of it, doing politics as though not doing them, being on the earth, yet having our lives hidden with Christ in God. rendering to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. That we would discern what truths and values should advance by being made law, and which should advance only by the leavening of honest influence. That your people would see what love and justice and far-seeing wisdom demand in regard to the issues of education, business and industry, health care, marriage and family, abortion, welfare, energy, government and taxes, military, terrorism, international relations, and every challenge that we will face in the years to come. And above all, that we will treasure Jesus Christ and tell everyone of his sovereignty and supremacy over all nations, and that long after America is a footnote to the future world, he will reign with his people from every tribe and tongue and nation. Keep us faithful to Christ's all-important word, and may we turn to it every day for light in these dark times. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Roisin. Once again, that is a prayer from John Piper, a present-day preacher. We enjoy his ministry from Minnesota, I believe. We have a link to that particular prayer on the blog today. Well, it's decision time. And once again, our focus of our message has been to you, our podcast listener, and you may not be listening to this on Tuesday, November 4th, but whenever, it's always the time to choose to serve the Lord and do your part in seeing that we are a righteous land. And we want to point out that regardless of where this message is listened to or read, it's appropriate. We had a powerful message from a reader in New Zealand we received last night, and the same type of moral decadence is sweeping over that land and virtually all the countries that at one time had such a great Judeo-Christian foundation. Well, we have several photos up on the site today. Did you want to add something, Brooksie?
We've included that note.
We have included that note on our site that she wrote, a portion of it. We have a couple pictures up on our site today that you may find enjoyable. One, the lead picture we have is a photo that, well, we can't see it right now. We would have from our other office location, Brooksie, in our dining room, but a beautiful tree. Each fall about this time comes out and is such a glorious splendor in the backyard, our backyard view. And there's some other photos and a few other notes as well, and some music that we hope will in some way reinforce today's message. Have a blessed day and continue to serve our Lord faithfully.